York, near my home in Lockport, where we did a marathon of about 2 weeks of extensive and intimate interviews with the legendary drummer. They were insightful and nerve-wracking, and you hear them here today for the first time. In fact, I haven't even listened to them since they were first made over 30 years ago. The tapes, since first recorded, have traveled with me all over the world, under the bed in Thailand, in a closet in Oregon, locked up for years in Billings, Montana, finally to be recovered, retrieved, and transferred from the deteriorating DATs onto a hard drive in 2017 in Milan, Italy, by my good friend, Alex. Despite the sheer volume of the tapes involved, it was a kind of King Tut's tomb of rock history annotated by the great Ginger Baker. To hear them today is a rock enthusiast's wonder. The fact that they survive at all, or even manage to be transferred properly from the old DATs, is amazing, and they are here for you now to study, enjoy, and enter into the incredible world of Ginger Baker. Peter Ginger Baker, it says here, born Lewisham, London.
Peter Edward Baker.
All right. Peter Edward Baker, born Lewisham, London, 1939. First played trumpet as a teenager. Was that your first musical influence?
No, I joined the ATC, the Air Training Corps, and I wanted to be in the band playing the drum, the marching drum. But the military brains, you see, you had to play trumpet before you could play the drum. So I ended up playing the trumpet.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, how'd you get the name Ginger? Just purely because of your red hair?
Because of my red hair, but I wasn't called Ginger really until I started cycling. It was a period in my life where I was intent on becoming a professional cyclist. I won the club junior championship when I was 15, time trials. I was really into cycling, and my cycling buddies started calling me Ginger because there was another guy who rode for a rival club called Ginger Booker. So I was our club's Ginger, because of the hair. You know, they only call people with red hair Ginger.
So in the, what is it, ATC you said?
Yeah, Air Training
Corps. Air Training Corps. You started playing trumpet, and then did they in fact follow through with their promise to lend?
Well, I left before I actually got to the drums, but one of the drummers was a guy called Jeff Downs, and we used to get all the drums set up and make drum kits out of them and play around and what have you. See, I was a drummer. All the kids at school knew I was a drummer before I did, really. I was always banging on things, and when the teacher went out of the room, I'd start playing on the desk and get all the class dancing around, and I'm sitting there banging and they're all dancing. So how I in fact got into playing the drums, I had a very big accident with my bike. I used to cycle up to work and back as part of my training. It was also quicker than going by train. It was about 14 miles there and 14 miles back.
Wow.
I could do it in half an hour. I went under a taxi.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
My cape, you know, you wear a cape when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
It's in London. It was raining. It was Duke Street, St. James. It used to be wooden block. They had this wooden block surface of the roads, and it was very, very slippery in the wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I skidded on it and banged into the side of a taxi. And the door handle of a taxi went through my cape. So I was attached to this taxi.
As it was going?
Yeah. And I was going at pretty near